dependable.
Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
Good morning. Welcome to Pep Talk, News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be part of the show today. I'm your host, TJ. In the studio with me right now is Krista Brandt, the Northwest Florida Director for Valerie's House. And she also has a guest with her. I'll let you introduce Fallon.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. It's always great to be here.
Yeah.
Yes, with me is my friend Fallon Lewing, and she'll be joining me today as we bring some awareness to what's coming up in November for Valerie's House. And
absolutely. And before we do that, tell us a little bit about Valerie's House.
Yeah, absolutely. So Valerie's House is a nonprofit, and our only focus is to support grieving children and their families after the loss of a loved one. And we do this in a peer-to-peer support model. And so what this does is that it brings kids together who are going through similar situations and allows them to know that they're not alone in their grief. Mm-hmm. We help them identify, become aware of all the normal feelings of grief, and then they are able to also learn healthy coping mechanisms and support each other through their process.
Absolutely. So November is Grief Awareness Month. Talk to me about that.
Yes, yes. So coming up starting November 1st, I can't believe it's November, is National Children's Grief Awareness Month. And so we will be doing a couple of things during the month that, you know, we'll talk about today. But, you know, one of the most important things that I wanted to bring up is the actual numbers in our region of children who are grieving today. And many don't know this. And actually, I just got some new numbers. And over the past 3 to 4 years, there's been an increase in of 42%. Mm. So we know that now 1 in 8 children in Escambia County and 1 in 12 in Santa Rosa are predicted to lose a parent or a sibling by the time they turn 18.
Oh, wow.
It is about 13,000 children. Mm-hmm. And while, and it is devastating, devastating for a child to go through the loss of a loved one. I lost my mom when I was 11. But what many don't realize is that unsupported grief and trauma are the root cause of so many of the problems that plague society today. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that we'll be bringing awareness to as well, is around the importance of supporting the children now so that we can truly change the trajectory of society.
Yeah. Well, mom is definitely the hero in most households. She certainly is in our household. So if we lost mom, that would be absolutely terrifying for my girls. And I can only imagine if they lost one of their sisters, because they're so close to each other. So that really is, like you said, that's terrifying to have those numbers in our county.
Right.
So, okay, well, let's talk a little bit about some of the upcoming events that you have. I know Cocktails for a Cause is also in November.
Yes. So a couple things that are going to be happening over the course of the month, but we'll touch on that. So November 21st is Cocktails for a Cause, and it is our signature event. Obviously, it is in November because November is National Children's Grief Awareness Month. It is November 21st. You can find information about it on our Facebook page, Valerie's House, Pensacola, Valerie's House, Northwest Florida. And we are starting the evening with a cocktail and food pairing kind of tasting and bite. It's a competition with some local chefs and mixologists. And that will be super fun, a great way to start the evening. And it'll be followed by some a short program where you'll be able to hear from, you know, some of our families in our program and hear what Valerie's House has done for them and just the community that they've built at Valerie's House.
Mm-hmm. So with the chef competition, is there like a People's Choice Award that's part of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. First place will be awarded. You're gonna come. You're gonna be a chef.
My interest has been. I don't know. I'm an okay cook, but I don't know that you want that. So talk to me about ticketing for that event.
So it is for two tickets for two people. It's $150, and you can get those. There's a link on the Facebook page super easy to get to. And anybody can also, you know, reach out to us. Just super easy, Pensacola@valerieshouse.org is easy email address. And, you know, those also who might be in need of our services or want and have an interest in volunteering, you can email us there as well.
Okay.
So we have that happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have another exciting event that we're participating in.
That I think Fallon is part of.
That's right. On All right. November 23rd. And we are collaborating with them because it really highlights, you know, not letting our circumstances define us, right? And rising above, you know, what life brings to us. And it is an incredible show. We've had the pleasure on a personal side of my daughter and her dance studio who participate with them. But this year, Fallon's been gracious enough to offer Valerie's House as a secondary beneficiary of the show. And we're super excited about that. But I will let her talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Fallon, go ahead.
Hello there. First of all, I just want to say it is such an honor to be able to work with Valerie's House. This cause is something that's very dear to my heart, and I'm just so grateful to be a part of it. You know, Michael Jackson was always a big supporter of children's futures and making sure that they grew up with good values and good care in their lives, and I believe this is something Valerie's House does very well, and to be able to share that cause with them in this show to support their children, it's very dear to my and my team's hearts, and I know it would have been for Michael's, so yeah. We're gonna give it everything we got.
That's awesome. So what kind of songs do you all cover?
So we got a few. Of course, we've got the classics like Billie Jean and Smooth Criminal, and then we've got some of his more to the heart songs like Earth Song, and there's this really special one he wrote for the children called Speechless, and that's one we're going to be covering this time. It's so beautiful. And then there's songs like You Are Not Alone, which touch on, you know, it's kind of a song about losing someone you love and how they're still with you even though they're far away.
Is there going to be any moonwalking?
Of course. Would it be a Michael Jackson show if there weren't?
That's right. Well, I understand that you were part of the big lip sync battle that was at the Pensacola Interstate Fair this past week or so.
Oh, yes. That was so much fun. I got to do that with the LaBelle Performing Arts Company.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a team of some of the dance moms there called the LaBelle Seven. And it was just such a fun time putting together the song with them. We got to perform Blame It on the Boogie by the Jacksons, and we placed second place.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations. Yeah, I had Eldon Scott from Sonny's Barbecue in here, and he'll be our guest again this week, but he actually mentioned your performance. He said it was quite impressive. So
thank you.
Yeah, you made an impression. That's awesome. So talk to me a little bit more about that partnership that you have with Fallon that's going to benefit Valerie's House.
Yeah, so it's absolutely amazing because there's so many synergies between what Fallon has gone through in her life and what a lot of the kids that we work with have gone through. What I do love about it as well is not only is it focused on, you know, the children, but it's also, you know, Fallon has autism, and, you know, a lot of the children that we serve are on the spectrum. And it really just highlights that grief is universal, right? And, you know, we don't want anyone to have to go through grief as a child, but it happens, right? But we all go through grief, and we're all going to experience that. And, you know, there's just a lot of synergies between what Fallon represents and her show represents and what Valerie's House represents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Fallon's mom is also a member of my strategic advisory board and just brings a wealth of knowledge to the business aspect of things as well. And it's just a great partnership, and we are really lucky.
That's wonderful. We'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well.
Come on.
That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Please join Ashner and Avant Health 65 Plus tomorrow for Pep Talk. Dawn Dorman and Sarah Kay will discuss social isolation with older adults during the holidays. Tune in and text or call with your questions for Ashner and Avant Health 65 Plus. For more information, find them on Facebook at Ashner 65. That's O-C-H-S-N-E-R 65.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
Mike Norvell and the Florida State Seminoles host the North Carolina Tar Heels Saturday afternoon for an ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on North Carolina at 12:30 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me is Krista Brandt, the Northwest Florida Director of Valerie's House. And before the break, we were talking about Valerie's House and some of the different groups that Valerie's House offers. And one of the points that you had mentioned is about unsupported grief. Can you expand on that a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we talk about how today very often we are, as a society, focused on helping those with addiction and homelessness and, you know, just repetitive violence that is out there. But what many don't realize is that it's unsupported childhood grief and trauma that is the greatest influence on those types of, you know, problems that are plaguing us today. So we know that children who are grieving are 5 times more likely to struggle with addiction. They're at greater risk of suicide. They're 5 times more likely to struggle with depression and anxiety, which in general is on the rise in our society. We also know that it is one of the greatest influences on a child's overall academic performance, right? So over 80% of the kids that we work with say that they have loss of concentration, you know, when they go back to school. Very often, you know, teachers don't know their circumstances and what's happened. And so due to loss of concentration, they have more absences, you know, their grades drop. And oftentimes it's seen as, oh, they're a bad student, or they are struggling to be able to understand the emotions that they are trying to deal with, that they're holding inside, and it comes out in aggression. And what they really need, though, is resources, right? And so that's a lot of what we try to do is highlight, you know, the impact of grief. And, you know, one of the things during November that we'll be focusing on is what we call Flip the Script. And it's actually a national campaign in, that the National Alliance for Children's Grief has put together. And then centers just like Valerie's House around the country are all, you know, sending this message out nationwide. But it really is focused on replacing some of the hurtful and dismissive phrases with actions, and really emphasizing just the power of being present, actively listening, creating a space for somebody who is grieving, a child or an adult, is one of the most powerful healing mechanisms that we all can do and gift to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people will, well, this happened to me, or this, you know, or to try and give advice. But grief is very individual, and it's a lifelong journey. And it looks different as you grow within your grief, but your grief is always with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I still grieve the loss of my mom. As my daughter hits milestones, it hits me of, oh, here's something else that I didn't actually have my mom for. And so that's something I haven't experienced yet, but it does, you know, it does hit me. And that's just a wave of grief that comes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my journey. But being able to really just know that, just letting someone know, I'm here for you. And if you want to talk, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
And that's one of the most powerful actions that any of us can take when we are trying to support somebody who is grieving. And so we'll be highlighting some of these things throughout the month in, you know, press releases and our social media and things of that nature, just to make others aware of the impact that childhood grief has on a child and on society.
Mm-hmm. What are some of those phrases? I mean, you mentioned phrases that people sometimes make and it ends up causing a chain reaction. What are some of those phrases people should be aware of and maybe be more cognizant of when they're having conversations?
Right. Well, I'll specifically speak to like the ones that I got. Well, at least she's not suffering any longer. And it's like, well, I'm suffering. So, you know, or, you know, God needed an angel like your mom. I'm like, okay. And I'm left here by myself and my brother and, you know, all the family. It's things like that. And people mean well, you know, but the way that it comes across, it just can end up, you know, being hurting the other person. And then what ends up happening is people don't bring it up. Right. And that's another thing is that people do appreciate when you recognize what they're going through just by saying, I'm thinking of you and I'm here for you, you know, whenever you might need to talk. And, you know, so those are some of the phrases that people with well intentions say. And then there's terrible phrases that, you know, other kids will say to other kids. They get bullied for going through grief. You know, your mom died because she didn't love you.
Oh, man.
I know it's terrible, some of the things that, you know, we hear from our kids that they've experienced. And, you know, we hope to highlight how parents can also support their kids who then have a friend who is grieving.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
Warning, Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. McKee Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians. They hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions of our guest today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me right now is Krista Brandt, Northwest Florida Director of Valerie's House. We also have Fallon in studio, and Fallon's a big fan of Michael Jackson and supporting Valerie's House with the performance of her Michael Jackson show. So how did you get involved or interested in Michael Jackson?
You know, my parents raised me on his music. They introduced me to his music when I was about 5 years old.
Mm.
And, you know, immediately I was set. I loved him so much. I know I never got the chance to meet Michael, of course, but when he passed, it felt like I lost a family member.
Mm-hmm.
So I can kind of, in some fashion, relate to how these kids feel when they lose someone they love. And doing the show has given me a way to kind of not only help try and bring joy and inspiration to kids like them, but also to help me keep his memory alive, you know, because he had a wonderful message to give. God gave him such a beautiful message to give to others. And trying to nurture that message has been such a great honor, and it's given me a sense of purpose, not just for Michael, but for others, because, you know, they might have people in their lives that have passed that have given them wonderful values, like Michael did to, you know, not just me or to his fans, but to his own children, too, who would have absolutely benefited off of going to some place like Valerie's House. And I think honoring the ability to keep those values of your loved ones alive in whatever fashion God might guide you to do it, it's so important. And it's so important to have people around you that nurture that that thing that you want to do in order to do that. And I think Valerie's House really does a fantastic job in doing that for those kids.
That's wonderful, yeah. The way that you put it there.
Yeah, so. That is a great point that Fallon brings up, and that's something that we do at Valerie's House is, you know, also help children and their families. How do they stay connected to their loved one? And, you know, we do that in a supportive environment, and it's really, truly a family. Everybody steps on our front porch broken and sad, and they come together and heal, support one another, and we're truly a community. And we are just blessed to be able to serve those who are grieving like I once was.
Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.